We were discussing the big Tosfos here about Misal Zev Teshlumin Lazeh, in terms of the Kamli Rav Mine. Shkayach, by the way, the first time I ever did this, I want to see what I had on the board last time, so I went to yutorah.org and printed it out. Yes, excellent. What?
Listen to the
cheering. Yeah, that's no doubt. Okay. Misal Zev Teshlumin Lazeh. Here we had Sanhedrin Daf Yud Amud Aleph, right? Which is the Eben Zomerin Sheratzu Larog Es Haboel Ule Hafsid Es Ha'av. Then we find their Chayav. And the question was originally from Ksubos, our Gemara, right, where we have Ochal Truma Shalo Vikara Shirain Shel Chaveiro, which is Pater, again, Fi Abaye. And we also pointed out the problem for the Mishnah in Bava Kamma Lamed Aleph and Aleph, which is Madlik Es Hagodish the Shabbos, which is Pater, even though the Misa is for Chil Shabbos of Hashem Shabbos, and the Gadish belong to your friend. So we saw three basic approaches in Tosos. We had Rashi, who says it's a machlokas amoraim. And here he says Rava holds Chayav, and Rav Ashi holds Pater. He got into a little trouble. He got into a little trouble over here in the Mishnah in Bava Kamma because, he got into a little trouble here in the Mishnah in Bava Kamma because everyone has to be with the Mishnah. A Mishnah can't be Machlok Samarayim. So this was difficult for Rava. And the re-answered for Rashi that, since Madlik said Godesh B'Shabbos, unlike our cases, is one Maisa, right? Our cases were two Maisa. In the Eidos, you said two different clauses in your Eidos. In our Gemara Ksuvos, obviously, you ate Truma and ripped something. But over here, you just lit a Godesh on Shabbos. It just so happens to be that lighting is one of the Malachos and is something that damages. So that's what we said. B'Maisa Echad, or Achas really, Likule Alma Potter Nechliku only in Beis Masim. Right, Machlok Samaram is only two Masim. In one Maisa, everyone agrees that you are in one Maisa, everyone agrees that you are Potter. Okay, we'll come back to that in a moment. The second thing we had on the board was the Stam Tosos, right? Stam Tosos says the rule is Chayav, and therefore this makes sense. Chayav, that's the rule. Why in our Gemara is it Potter? So they said that the other Mamako does not count as a different person. Right, that was the Chiddush of Tosos, that when you say Misal Zev Teshlumin Lazeh Chayav, what's the logic again? The logic is the Misa is to ruin the Teshlumin to Shimon, it's two separate court cases. They're not Mitzari to become the Rav Mine. That's if it's two people. But if it's a person and a Bein Adam L'Makom, if it's a person and Hashem, then that's not considered two separate court cases. Why is that not considered two separate court cases? Well, over the pshat is because all bein adam la makom, all bein adam l'chaver is also bein adam la makom. There is a common denominator there. That whenever all court cases, as it were, involve Hashem, okay, you'll have to be very medayik in your formulation here. You have to say when you have Hashem and you have a person, since Hashem is also involved and a party, as it were, to every hezek, to a person, that is considered a tzeruf, and it's one, can be viewed as one court case. As opposed to Reuben and Shimon, even though Hashem cares about Reuben, Hashem cares about Shimon, but since that's only indirect connection, that's still considered two different court cases. That's the Chiddush of the Stam Tosfos. And then, this Gemara also makes perfect sense. Here was, there was Truma and Reuven, here it's Shabbos and Reuven. So, you give the same answer. The last sheet that we saw was Reuven and Tam. Reuven and Tam says, the rule is really Potter, and therefore, these two Gemaras make sense. The rule is, Misal Zevta Shlumon says Potter. Everything has always been Sarif. Right, we discussed the Lumdus a little, maybe we'll come back to it a little later. The Gemara in Sanhedrin didn't mean to say a rule that Misal Zevta Shlumon says Chayev. That was really a special exception. Right, this is an exception. It's a special rule that you need to be Mekayim, the Din Hazama, for each person. Kasha Zama Masos La'achiv, each Achiv you need Kasha Zama Masos La'achiv, and therefore only an Edom Zomimin, there's a special exception that if you have Misla Rubin, Hashem Lashimah, you get both of them because of the requirement Kasha Zama Masos La'achiv, and I said the longest in that we'll come back to in 2-3 plot. Some of the other cases that that Tosfos brings up before we get to in the continuation of Tosfos, he then asks from the case in Bava Kamma, right? Rabbeinu Tam. One of Rabbeinu Tam's proofs is from Bava Kamma. Chaf Beis Amud Beis Gedid Dechad De'Evad Dechad. Basically, you light a fire, and it's not talking about a Godesh on Shabbos; it's a Yom Chol. But you kill an Eved and a Gedi. Right? You kill a person and an animal. So the person is Misa, the animal is Malkus, and it's not the same person. And yet you're still Pater. That's what Tosa says here. It's not Pater. What does the Gemara say? Babakama, Chav Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara explains the Mishnah, right? That Saraf, Gedi dechad, one person's gedi, and someone else's eved, potter. Right, so they're two different people. You're potter. That proves that this is Rabbeinu Tam's proof. Rabbeinu Tam says, great, yet another Gemara. Like, forget the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Every single Gemara that actually has a case. I know the one Gemara that talks about Misal Zevta Shlumon Zes Shes Chayev, Sanhedrin. But every Gemara that has a case of it says potter. So obviously that was an exception. How are we going to defend how are we going to defend the other deos here? How are we going to defend the other deos here? So, how does Tosfos, how does the Riva defend the day of Tosfos? Remember, the day of Tosfos is that whenever it's been onam l'chaveiro, misal zevtashon says, hi, here's been onam l'chaveiro. It's killing, it's the same as there, killing in money, it's killing in mammon, it's been onam l'chaveiro. So how does Tosfos defend this? What does the Riva say? The Riva says this case is different. Why is this case different? Okay, before we, let's bring the other proof that Rabbeinu Tam brings. Sanhedrin. What is it? Ein Beis Amud. Ein Dal Amud Aleph. That's the next thing he brings. Sanhedrin Ein Dal Amud Aleph. Rodef Sheshiber Kalim Shall Call Adam Potter. Here also, it's Benodim Lechaveiro. I was rodeif, I was chasing Reuven to kill him, since I'm a rodeif from Chai Visa, and I broke Shimon's Kalim. Not that I broke Reuven's Kalim. I'm chasing Demeshevsky to kill him, and I break Kahana's vase while I'm running. I'm Potter. Why? It's two different people. So Rabbi Thomas says, Gevaldik. That's the rule. Potter. Right? How does the Riva defend Tosfos on this? So, I'm sorry. How does the Riva defend Tosfos on this? What does the Riva say? What makes these two cases different? Exactly. These cases are Rodef. Sanhedrin is explicitly a Rodef. And the Bava Kamma, if I'm taking a fire and trying to burn someone, doesn't say the Rabrundi, but obviously I'm a Rodi. As opposed to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where I tried to kill someone through Edom Zomanin, but that's not a Rodi. Edom Zomanin can't be considered a Rodi. Because, like, I'm not going to kill an innocent person. Everyone thinks I'm going to kill a guilty person, because I'm giving Avis. Right? So I'm not a Rodi. But in these cases, I'm a Rodi. Either I'm always chasing someone to kill them, or I'm walking over to someone to light them on fire and kill them. So obviously, I'm a Rodi. And not only can the victim defend himself by killing me, but if the first word said Hedrin, that anyone in the world can defend the victim by killing me first. Obviously, that's not true for Edom's only, right? If I think that Edom are lying and they're going to testify about someone, I can't kill them to defend the guy they're testifying about. No, there's a business and they have a process and they'll check. But in this case, where I'm coming to use violence against someone, it's a Rodif. And what's the name of a Rodif? Anyone can kill a Rodif. Since anyone can kill a Rodif, says the Riva. Anyone. It's considered nefashos to everyone, and that's why you're chayav. That's how the Riva defends the Stam Deya in Tosfos. I guess you would perhaps hold like it. Rodef, what's the point? The point is that there's no connection, there's no tseraf. If I am trying to kill you and steal money from him, there's no thing to mitzarif them together to make it come like Rav Mineh. But over here, there is something that's mitzarif, because I'm trying to kill Lubet and I'm breaking Schneider's kalim, but since Schneider could have gotten involved, not only could have, Schneider was obligated to kill me to protect Lubet, therefore there's a tseraf between the cases, and they're both, there's a tseraf between the cases, and they can both be considered the tick of me and Schneider. Okay, that's a chiddush. But that's what he answers. Let's go back to defending Rashi. how do we defend Rashi against these two cases? Right? Rashi says it's a machlokes amoroi. So how do we defend Rashi against these two? In this case of Rodi Shishiva Kalim. So Lachora, you have to say, either say the Rivat, and Rashi also agrees to this Chiddush, that by Rodi it's different, that's considered everyone's business, or, as Tosafot points out, or if you have the Gersa and Sanhedrin of Rava, and Rava holds like Ravashi. Right? So you can say, that's what those points out, it's not that if the Gersa is Rava or Rava, if the Gersa is Rava, Rava could hold like Ravashi, that Misal Zevet HaShulon Zeh is Potter, or if the Gersa is Rava there and he holds Misal Zevet HaShulon Zeh Chayiv, you could say a Rodef is different. Yeah.
Can you say the Re also, that it's one action in those cases?
Not in this case, not in the, because the Rodef Shiver Kalim Shem called Adam, I don't think it's one action, I'm running after you to kill you, and on my way I kick someone's vase. It's hard to say that's one action, and here you can. Right, so over here, you can say either re, right, one action, or reva, rodef. I don't remember who's talking about the comma, but who talks about the comma? That's the phase of days. Can you say that it's only a leave of Ravashi? I don't know. I don't think anyone talks there. I think it's like the Stam Gemara. So you can say. Yeah. Okay. So hopefully,
should that's I should good say that even by the rule, Dave, the thing that the action that you're doing is running. Meaning, by rule, Dave, you're not.
Maybe. It's just. It's not as intuitive. It's not as intuitive because yes, the action that you're doing is running. But rule, it's not actually the running. It's the threatening to kill. But maybe. Meaning, what?
Yeah, but you're not, that's not doing anything. That's like,
right, okay, it could be. Yeah, but the matter is saying is that there also you can use the Re's answer of one Maisa. Because after all, if I stopped running, then I wouldn't be a Rodif anymore, right? It's only because I take the step to come after you, and that same step is what, okay. Fair enough. Or, this Gemara is like Ravashi. Okay, you have to investigate if that Gemara could be like Ravashi or not. Meaning there's plenty of ways to answer it. Lemaisa. Now, let us just go back and point out, okay, there's also, I might point out the Ravon, right? All the Rishonim hold like one of these days in Tosos, pretty much. Right? If you know this Tosos, then you know everything there is to know about the Sugya, basically all the Rishonim hold like the, all the Rishonim, Svara, the Rashba, and the Rin, the Ritva, and the Ravid, etc., all hold like the Stam Day of Tosos. Most Rishonim hold that way. The one exception is the Ravon. The Ravon has a big chiddush, which is a little hard to figure out exactly what he means. He doesn't answer all the steers. He doesn't answer the steers we started with. But he answers the two last steers we have on the board. The Ravon says it depends on the order of the things that happened. He says that what's the rule? The rule is potter if Misa was first, Chayav otherwise. What does he mean by that? The Ravon says, he says, you know, here's the case where you have simultaneous Misa Lazeh and Tashlumen Lazeh. Therefore, he says, you are chayiv. However, so why are you potter? He doesn't explain these two cases. He doesn't deal with those in the Ravon. He'll probably have to say, like, one of the, we don't know what he'll say, but then here he says, you know where you're potter? Potter because the, came before the mamon. And here also, you're potter because the Misa came before the Mamon. What does he mean? In these two cases, the case, let's start with Sanhedrin, the road day, I'm chasing you, and then I break someone's kli. I'm chasing you for 5 minutes. I'm chayav Misa the whole time, and after a minute, I break someone's kli. So the Misa came first, and the Mamon came second. I don't mean they came at different times. The Misa was long, and the Mamon came in the middle. Likewise, when it comes to the Sreif, Gedi and the Eved, what happened? First, the Gemara says, I actually lit the Eved on fire. So I'm a very, very bad person. The Eved was tied up, and he actually lit him on fire, right? He actually lit the Eved, and then it spread to the Gedi. So, you had it was together, but the Misa part came before the Mamon part. That's the Chilik of the Ravon. He doesn't relate to these sugyas, so we just have to speculate what we say about these sugyas. Probably, in these two sugyas, we would probably either make an okimta of some sort, that Misa came first, and then it would explain why you're potter. How can he do that? He'd say, you restarted eating the Truman, in the middle of eating the Truman, you ripped the clothing, right? But the Misa came first. And in the case of the Shabbos, he'd say, no, first, like, you lit your torch, and then you lit the Gaddish. Misa came first. Or, maybe in these cases, he could say, or he could agree with Tosos, that since these cases are Benel Lamakom, that counts as a Tzeref, as the same thing.
I understand how the Rebbe was saying it, because once you're Chayav Misa, nothing else can come on top of you. But how does that work for the Sanhedrin when we're simultaneous?
Aha, so this is interesting. You're right. I was hoping no one would ask that, because he does say something very funny here. He says, because the Lashon he says is very funny. He says, 1 second, where are we? He says, the Misa and Hashlumen are simultaneous. Why are they simultaneous? I think about it, someone was asking, he says, they're not simultaneous. First, I say one thing, then I say something else. How is that simultaneous? I have to say things in order, right? Plomi, Baal, etc. So I'm saying the Misa first. So he says, no, they're simultaneous because they come from the Hazama. That is a funny thing to say. Because, no, you're not chayav because of the hazama. You're chayav because for saying it in the first place. The hazama is just the proof, right? I mean, we never say, oh, you're chayav when we can prove you did it. You're chayav when you did it. When we prove it in court, that's a technicality. So you're right. This is something which we're going to be the second thing on our funny hazama list then. Right? We're going to make a funny Hazana list. Right? By funny, I don't mean amusing.
Is it Zaha Kanas, or is it...
That is a great question. That's also going to be on the funny list. Correct. But Misa is also only Chal. Meaning, no, it's only Chal on you. You're only Chayiv in Beis Din. But clearly a thing you did, if we're comparing Chas to Misa, you only Chayiv Misa once you go to Beis Din, right? I can't kill someone for worshiping the Rezar before they go to Beis Din. But the action is still the action. What's the funny Hazama list? First is Rabbi Natan, that Hazama is an exception. Second thing on our funny Hazama list, again, not amusing, but intriguing. And I'm not going to solve it yet. You're going to have to be in suspense until Rosh Chodesh Kislev. The other thing is that he calls it simultaneous because, what does he say? He says something very, very peculiar. But now that you pointed out, we have to put it on our intriguing list. I'll read it to you again. Al yedei hazama sa'idim. He should have said al yedei hagada sa'idim. Right? Because the hazama is all at once. What's strange about this is, no, he doesn't care when you're convicted. He cares when you did it. Like, clearly, his chiluk is whether you did it all at once or not, not whether you convicted all at once or not. So this is also something funny. What is funny? What's funny is that, why focus on conviction and not the crime, right? That's going to be a little funny. Why he says simultaneous? Because the hazama came together when he should have looked at what they did, not when they were convicted. Okay, we'll have to leave this on our funny hazama list. Now, this Rabban, I must admit that a lot of these svaras are very subtle. One could certainly spend a day going into each of these svaras and figuring out exactly what they're saying. The Rabban is the most difficult svara. What do I care exactly what order it came? You know, saying, once the Misa is first, then automatically you're Pater. However, if they come simultaneously and they're different people, then they're separate. What difference does it make exactly what the order is? So I'm not exactly sure what the Svar of the Rabban is. It seems to be, but we discussed a little in the Lundus of Tanit Vechizkia, right? What is Kimlun Rabbine? Is it a din in your Chiyuv? Is it a din in fundamentally how we look at your Maisa? Is it a din in how we can judge your Chiyuv? I guess if the Rabban looks at things as sort of how to define your Maisa, what you're doing, then if you're already Chayav Misa from the beginning, then everything you're doing is defined as Misa. Everything you're doing is defined as Misa, it can't be defined as Malchus. If it's coming simultaneously, then already, well, if it's the same person, then we look at it as a one joint Maisa of Chiyuv Misa, not Malchus. If it's different people, we look at it two different Tikkun. So somebody thinks if you start out with Misa, that colors everything you do in this Maisa. It started out on the key of Misa. Now, it doesn't matter whether it's the same person or different people, that's defined as an act of Chiyuv Misa. As opposed to if you've done it simultaneously, then we would say, well, how we look at this act depends, you know, we can look at it as two different acts, we can look at one act, but it's still a funny svara. I admit, I don't think to fully understand the lumbus behind the Rabban, but this is his shita. Now, let me just point out one or two other things. One thing and then another thing, and then conclude this part of the discussion. First of all, I want to go back here. I thought, I might be wrong, but what's the basic problem, Rashi? Rashi says, Achal Truma, why did the Ri have to come defend Rashi and make his chiddush? Ah, because if you ate Truma and ripped Shirayin, that's a machlokis, right? That's a machlokis, right? What is he, But Rav Ashi, over here, Rav Ashi would say Potter, what do you mean it's a machlokis? That means that each one would say the opposite, right? Rava would say Chayav. Eating the truma and tearing the clothing is a machlokas hamarayim. But very similarly, right? Burning the field on Shabbos is not a machlokes amaron because it's a Mishnah, so everyone has to agree that you are potter. So what's the difference? So then we had a good pshat. This is two different actions, this is one action. Not a crazy pshat. Can anyone think of a different answer based on a diuk in this sentence? Can anyone think of a different answer based on a diuk in that sentence? Eh, maybe not, I don't know. What word was not necessary in this sentence? What word was not necessary in that sentence? What? Truma was not necessary? Shalom, right. Meaning Shiron Shachavir was necessary. If he tore his own clothing, then that wouldn't be a mazik. There'd be nothing to talk about. I'm allowed to tear my own clothing. I mean, maybe it's all tashmas, whatever, but there's no... I don't get a punishment for tearing my own clothing. Right? Why Truma Shalom? Who cares whose Truma it is? Right? What difference does it make whose Truma it is? I'm not talking about paying you back for your Truma, right? Even if I ate your Truma, I'm chayiv for eating Truma when I'm not a Kohen. What difference does it make whose Truma it is? So the question is, how Dav gonna take this Shalom? Right? Is it Davka? Meaning, does it make a difference who the Truma belongs to? Given that the Aveira is about Kedusha of Truma and is not about people. So does it make a difference who the Truma belongs to? So this is a machlokes in the brackets here, I think, between the Maharsha and the Pnei Yehoshua, as well as many other people. Says the Pnei Yehoshua says, Lav Davka. Right? Meaning they just said Truma Shalom to be parallel with Shel Chaveiro. Right? But Lav Davka, it doesn't matter whose Truma it is. Because the Aveira is
eating truma.
Right? Va'afilu achal truma shel chaveiro chashiv misa l'shamayim v'lo l'chaveiro. Right? Even if I eat your truma, what's the difference? The misa is not for hurting you. Right? The misa is for b'machal l'kedushas truma. That's what Pnei Yehoshua says. However, the Maharsha disagrees. The Maharsha says, no, look at the Gemara. And now that, you can read another writing of the Maharsha. Remember the Gemara, Eved Dechad Uvdi Dechad? What difference does it make whose Eved it is and whose Gedi it was? Like, either way, right? Either way, I'm not Chayv. And what if it was an Eved? The Eved and the Gedi both belong to Morty. I'm not Chayv Misa for making Morty lose money that doesn't have an Eved. I'm Chayv Misa for killing a person. Right? Because an Eved's a person. So, what difference does it make? So, says the Maharsha, Maharsha makes a diuk, he says, Davka. Vim achal truma shel chaveiro v'kara shira'in shel chaveiro chashiv misa v'tashlumin L'chad. That's Misha and Tashlum with the same person. If I ate your truma and tore your clothing, even the Misa has nothing to do with you. It's not you who give me Misa. It has nothing to do with that effect on you. It has to do with God's truma and the Heilige Truma. Nonetheless, that's that would be considered one person. That there is a...
even if it's a truma...
There is a deal here. What?
And even if it's truma, it's the third person?
No. It's the same cover. Shall...
The same one.
Yeah. Shall... Oso chaver, right? And therefore, likewise, he says here, gedi and chad and eved of chad. That's if it's a gedi, but if it would be gedi and eved of the same person, that would be considered the same person. Now, again, it's not a diuk in the Gemara. The halakha is saying in the Gemara. It's a diuk in what Rashi would say about this case. Says the Maharsha. No, the Maharsha doesn't follow it this way. But if we agree with the Maharsha, then we can have another answer for this Gemara Baba Kama. In this Gemara Baba Kama, yes, the Misa is for Chilul Shabbos, and the Mammon is for Reuven. But the Chilul Shabbos was on Reuven's property. Right? According to the Maharsha, you can answer that this is the same person. That's why you're Pachter Lukuli Alma. It's not Misa L'Zevet HaShlomo L'Zevet. It's Misa L'Zevet HaShlomo L'Zevet as if I was Mechal Shabbos on Reuven's property and damaged Shimon's property. But if I'm Chal Shabbos on Reuven's property and damage Reuven's property, that's considered the same person. And once it's the same person, then, once it's the same person, then that's not a machlokes. The machlokes is two different people. Here it's the same person. I know it's for Shabbos and Nezek. But the Shabbos and the Nezek were both on Reuven's property. And according to the Maharsha, that counts as the same person. Okay, why the Maharsha says this and how the Pnei Yeshua gets out of it, if you're writing the brackets, you could see. But all I'm saying is that according to Rashi, you might think by reading Tosos that Rashi has no choice but to say that Rashi has no choice but to agree with the Ri. That the Ri like has to be Pshat and Rashi. But it's not necessarily true. That's only according to Bnei Yeshua. Rashi has to end up like the Ri. According to the Maharsha, Rashi doesn't have to agree with the Ri. He could have another answer to the Mishnah in Bava Kamma. And he could just answer that that's considered Misa L'Ruvain, Tarshul in the Ruvain, because even though the Misa is for Chil Shabbos, it was Chil Shabbos on Ruvain's field. And therefore, that's considered the same person.
Don't you have to make a distinction? Truma, the Maisei Aveira, part of the Maisei Aveira is from which going you're taking it. Part of it is Gezel, of Mammon HaShevet, in the Aveira reading Truma. No man Michal Shabbos doesn't matter where you Michal Shabbos.
Hold on. Are you sure that part of the Aveira is Gezel HaShevet? Let me just ask you a thought experiment. Let us say my grandfather was a Kohen, and I inherited Truma from him. Fair and square, right? My mother's father's a Kohen, I inherited Truma from him, and I eat it. I'm still Chayav Misa B'nei Shamayim, right? Even though I wasn't Gozel anyone.
I admit that you can be Chayav on the Aveira without Gezel HaShevet. That I'm Moda. But within the Aveira, there's still a Maisa Gezel.
Okay, so you want to tie in that my extension of the Maharsha is incorrect, or at least not Mohar. Okay, you want to question my extension of the Maharsha. Maybe the Maharsha doesn't mean that anything where they both happen to the same guy's stuff is considered the same person. He only means Truma, because part of the Misa B'nei Shamayim for Truma has to do with taking away from Kohanim, and therefore, if this guy was a Kohen and I took it away, it really is relevant to him. And even if I eat my own Truma, you could say, but I eat my own Truma and I should have had a Kohen eat it, so there's still an element of Gezel HaShevet. Okay, you might be correct. I admit that my extension of the Maharsha is not Mochach. I admit. Correct, that's clear. Right. Okay, I admit that you could say that even the Misa of Truma has a little bit Adam Lachavero in it, and that's why the Maharsha said it. He didn't mean it as a general rule. So we'll leave that as a question mark for now. Maybe, if you generalize the Maharsha a little more instead of a little less, I would just point out here that if you do view this, okay, so now Joel tells me there's two ways to analyze the Machlokes Pnei Yeshua and Maharsha. Machlokes Pnei Yeshua and Maharsha about what if it was Truma and clothing of the same guy. Is that considered one person or two people? There are two ways to analyze. Joel wants to say they're arguing about the nature of the Misa of Truma. Does the Misa of Truma also because of the Kohanim or only because of Hashem? The Pnei Yeshua says the Misa of Truma is only because of Hashem. Therefore, it has nothing to do with the clothing. The Maharsha says, no, the Misa of Truma is also because of the Gezel HaShevet of Kohanim. Therefore, the Misa of Truma really does have to do with whose Truma it is. I want to say more that the difference between them is more fundamental, that there's a wider gulf between them, that the Pnei Yeshua says, Lazev Lazev depends on who you're Chayev because of. Well, the Maharsha says, Lazev Lazev depends on who the action happened to. Okay, and I can't prove what the basis of that machlokas is. I can't prove who's right. And so am I. So if we want to know what's the basis of the machlokas, Maharsha and Pnei Yeshua, what's the basis of the machlokas? So I admit now that it's not mochrach at all. One pshat is, Pnei Yeshua says that the Misa of Truma is only for Hashem, obviously Kaviyachol, while the Maharsha says the Misa of Truma is also for Gezel HaShevet, for the stealing, and therefore it really is. If I steal your if I eat your Truma and rip your clothing and you're Kohen, I really am Chayav Misa for you.
Maharsha compares it to a case of Gonev Chel Moshel Chaver Ba'achol.
Ah, so I'm right. Good. Okay. I knew I was right. Thank you. It always helps to look inside. Okay. Yaakov just proved me right, because the Marsha says it's not only about eating truma shachavir or parashurayin shachavir. Even if I eat your chaylev and tear your clothing, that's considered to the same person. The issur of chaylev clearly has nothing to do with you. So what's the proper analysis then? The proper analysis is, okay, so I'm taking off my maybe. Thank you. I appreciate your help. The machlokas seems to be that Pnei Yoshua says you judge lazeh b'lazeh. Okay, let me out here. One second. That you define lazeh b'lazeh by the nature of the chiyuv. And therefore he says, who cares whose truma I ate? Who cares whose chilev I ate? The chiyuv is for eating treif, for eating kedusha, and that's not the same person as the clothing. Well, the Marsha says we define lazeh b'lazeh by who the act was done to. Therefore, if I ate your chilev and tore your clothing, that counts as the same person. Even though the chiyuv of chilev has nothing to do with you, but the act of eating chilev I did to you, if I burn your field on Shabbos, that counts as one person. Shabbos has nothing to do with you. No, but the act of chilev Shabbos was done to you. I have mechal Shabbos on you. I wasn't mechal Shabbos stam in the belt. And this could be at this point, we don't know how to analyze it further. What underlies that, we're not sure, but it could be, if you go back to the fundamental hakira that I keep trying to bring up, which is kilud rami, a din in the chiyuv, or a fundamental din in terms of what, how we look at what you did in the first place, is it a din what bez is mechayiv you, or is it a din in what you've done in the first place, in the maisa? Then if we're looking at the maisa, it might make sense to say, who is the maisa done to? If we're looking at a tour from the chiyuv, then it would make more sense to say, who was the chiyuv towards? So it might depend on whether kilud rami is a din in the pattering the chiyuv, or is a din in how we look at the maisa in the first place? What maisa you did in the, how we view the maisa you did in the first place? That might underlie the machlokas Marsha and Pnei Yoshua.
Even if I do it for
a shot,
like somebody gives me his pen and I write with it?
I'm not sure. Yesh l'ayin. John? Yesh l'ayin. It's a good question. I'm not sure what the Marsha would say. Okay. What?
Because there's a tzav gezel involved in it, even though that's not why I'm chayav misa. But still, if I would do it bereshus, if I would eat someone's chilev bereshus, that would not be misa lazeh.
You're saying correct, but nonetheless, what does that have to do with the karis, right? Even if you're right, the Marsha is still saying what I'm saying. Who is the act done to? But meaning. What do you want to say? You want to say the Marsha is not because the act was done to your object. It's because
I also committed a crime against that person.
It's because the chiyav misa has nothing to do with the crime against that person.
Right.
But in that act, there was a crime against that person. And therefore, I still think it comes down to the same thing. What's the Marsha saying? Since in the act of the misa was also a crime against the person, therefore, that makes even the misa considered to be to that person. Meaning he makes the act glue things together, as opposed to the result gluing things together. So I still think what I said stands. Okay, we can talk about it later. Now, just to make, yeah.
No, sorry. The din, the re, could also agree with Marsha, meaning that the re says when it's two different maisons, then it's going to be zeh lazeh. But if it was two different maisons to one person, when the re still say it says zeh lazeh, that's hot.
That's lachat. That's clear.
Okay, fine. Meaning,
yeah, that's a gemara and that's lachas.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, unless okay.
Okay. Now, the last thing I want to discuss before we move on is the re. What does the re say? The re has a chiddush here that there's a difference between one maisa and two maisa. Right, there's a difference between one maaseh and two maaseh. What does the re say? Let's review what the re says. Here we have one maaseh versus two simultaneous maaseh. let me make one thing very clear and avoid confusion. If you do two masim at different times, everyone agrees no kamal grabine. If at 1 o'clock Hamachal Shabbos and at 2 o'clock I break your vase, then there's nothing to talk about. There's no hafarina, right? Then of course no kamal grabine. Two totally separate incidents. The chiddush of the Ri is that even at the same time, I can do one ma'ase at the same time, like burn your field on Shabbos, which is one ma'ase, which just has two aviras in it, or I can do two ma'ase at the same time, like eat truma while I'm tearing your clothing. So what does the Ri say? The Ri says that, what's the difference between them? In one ma'ase, even... We're mamon lazeh unefashos lazeh is hotter l'kuli alma, and in two masim mamon lazeh unefashos lazeh is hotter according to Rav Ashi and Chayav according to Rava. That's the difference he made. I think we see another such shita in the Shita Yeshana, quoting a Yesh Misha Amar, which we don't know who it is. We don't even know who the Shita Yeshana is. We certainly don't know who the Yesh Misha Amar in the Shita Yeshana is, right? The Shita Yeshana, Shita just means a Perush on Gemara. In the old days, they used to call it a Shita. So Shita Yeshana means when the Baal Shita Gretz, Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi was writing Shita Gretz, he found an old Perush. Hey, who wrote it? He didn't know. It was very old. And the Shita Yeshana quotes the Yesh Misha Amar. What does the Yesh Misha Amar say? The Yesh Misha Amar says something fascinating. He says, you know when you're potter in our Gemara? When it talks about Shirayim and Truma? It's when someone's, I guess, very delicate, you know, silk, expensive cloth was around your neck, and by swallowing the Truma, you expanded your neck and ripped the cloth. Meaning, he says, you're only potter if it's one Maisa. But if I ate truma and ripped someone with one hand, and with my mouth, and ripped someone's clothing with my hand, then I'm chayef. There's no kilim rabbinate for two masim. That's what the Yesh Misha Amar says. And what does the Shita Yeshana say back to him? He says, no, that's the most ridiculous thing in the world. It's the Mefurish Gemara in Daf Lamed Ches. So they say, we might have only thought this kilim rabbinate when I simas eino v'hargava. If I damage someone and keep sticking the knife in and kill them. But simas ain't over hargav davar acher. If with one hand I take out someone's eye and with the other hand I stab them in the heart, we might have thought it's two mice and the no kimlin rabine. Hamash malon, there is kimlin rabine. It's mafurish gemara. There's kimlin rabine in two masim. So the Shita Yeshana says he doesn't know what the Yesh Misha Amar is talking about. Okay, based on the Ri, how can we defend the Yesh Misha Amar? I mean, not our chiddush. Anyone who looked at Rav Gustman saw that he got that. Yesh Misha Amar in the Shita Yeshana. He's right. He doesn't make sense. He says one mice has kimlin rabbinay, two mice doesn't have kimlin rabbinay. That can't be. It's not true. It can't be because it's against the Gemara Daf Lamed Ches. So what would you answer, Zev? How would you defend? He just rejects the Yesh Misha Amar. How would you defend the Yesh Misha Amar? Inspired by the Ri. Exactly, the case in Lamechet was one person, right? With one hand I poked out his eye, with the other hand I killed him. With one person, two masin, still is kimlud rabbinay. But with two people, you need one masin to have kimlud rabbinay. Very similar to the Ri. What I'm claiming is, and this is not just me, this is the interpretation of the Lefi Teretz of the Kuntrasei Shirin, which is Rav Gustman, that I had in brackets there. He says that no, in one maaseh, mamon lazeh, unefashos lazeh, is potter. In two maasim, mamon lazeh, unefashos lazeh, is chayim. He just doesn't have a machlokes amarayim about it like Rashi does. Maybe he just thinks across the board, there's no machlokes amarayim. In one maaseh, if you have... if it's the same person, of course your pot is kibbutz rami. That is the Gemara on Daf Lamed Ches I'm an olive. If it's the same person, even two maisim is if it's the same person, even two maisim is kumla ravine. But if it's two different people, it's like you need either you need to be the same person with two maisim or the same maisim with two people. But it needs to be the same something. So there, basically, the Yesh Yishar and the Shiva Yishana has a different Pshat in our Gemara. He's a crazy Pshat in our Gemara. He makes a kinta that you had silk wrapped around your neck that was very delicate and was very easy to tear when you swallow. But basically, the Shiva Yishana thinks he's crazy. But if you assume he's not crazy at a Svara, he's basically saying that everyone agrees with the Ri's version of Rava. That if you have two people, then you need to have one mice at least. Now, what's the Svara? Now here's just one svara we want to ask ourselves, right? The here is the Yesh Mi Sha'amar, Amar or Omer, whatever it was, Yesh Mi Sha'amar, and Rava, according to the Ri. What would they say? Let's just draw ourselves a little chart. Here you have one Maisa. Here you have two masim. Here you have one victim. Here you have two victims. Okay, I don't like to say victim, like if you eat truma, God's not a victim, chas v'shalom. But you, I don't want to say people either, whatever I say, I'm going to get in trouble. Okay, so let's see. Chiyubim to the same person. Or chiyuvim to two different, we'll say people, even though we're going to have to fit Hashem Bein Adam Lachem in here also. So what do they basically say? They say that if you have one mice of the same person, this is obviously putter. This is classic in the Ramine. If you have two mice into the same person, you're also putter. How do we know? This is the Gemara and Daf Lama Chesam and Aleph. What if you have two different people? If you have two different people, then that's where they make a distinction. One ma'isa is pater, but two ma'isa is chayev. Now, yes?
Sorry, just were you saying before that Yeshua, is it, will we against that Gemara Lama Ches? Isn't that what the Ma'apol is saying, Yeshua Marashah? If you do two ma'isa to one address?
No, the Ma'apol is saying, Yeshua Marashah is whether if you have two ma'isa to two different victims, but on the same person's property, is that considered one person or two people? Then you have to fill in what would be if it was considered one person or two people. They're not necessarily telling you how to cheshbon out the rest of it. Then it depends if you're Rashi, if you're Tosfos, if you're Rambam, if you're Rava, if you're Ravashi.
I mean, but our cases also, it's
but over those cases, the actions were in Daf Lam Ches, the actions were both done to Reuven, and the Chiyuvim are both to Reuven. So that should have nothing to do with the Bnei Yeshua and the Marsha. And in our case, the way it is in our Gemara also has nothing to do with it. The Chiyuvim are to Shamayim and to this guy, and it was Truma Shalom and Shemayim Shachaveiro in our Gemara. So it's also the actions were to two different people. So they only argue about a theoretical case that's not in the Gemara.
No, but isn't it only the case where the case of our Gemara, but if it was Truma Shalom, not
right.
Shachaveiro?
Oh, no, if it was Truma Shachaveiro. If it was Truma of the guy who owned the clothing.
All right, okay.
Okay. Now, the question is just what's the Svara? What's the svara for this? So, whenever you have a diagram like this, what are you tempted to say the svara is? It's Vayitinim, of course. So what's the svara for this? So I can think of two ways of explaining the svara. One way of explaining the svara, what's the svara? One way to say is that there's one principle. The principle is there needs to be a connection between the two things that have come in Ravini. There's two different ways to have a connection. You can have a connection by being one action, or a connection by having the court case be against the same person. So, okay, svara. The simple svara is that there's one principle of tseiruf. You need tseiruf. You need to have a connection. One principle of tseiruf, and there's two ways to be mitzuref. You can be mitzuref by having it been in the same action, or you can be mitzuref by, besides being at the same time, you can either be mitzuref by having one action, or be mitzuref by having one address. Okay. However, Rav Gusman, the Kunch Seshirim, wants to say a fancier svara. The fancier svara is, and this will be reminiscent of last time, is what we call Tzvei Dinim. There are two Dinim of Kim L'Rav Minei. There is one Din of a Ptur in Bez Din, and the second Din, there's one Din of Ptur in Bez Din. There's a second Din of in the Maisa, meaning a Maisa that's Chayiv Misa can't also be Chayiv Mamon. What does he do with these Tzvei Dinim? And we'll see, he has a Diuk. I wouldn't say a proof, I would say a Diuk. You can like his Diuk or not like his Diuk. But why does he think there's Tzvei Dinim? Now, what's the, we always need a makor for Tzvei Dinim. You can never just stop say Tzvei Dinim because you're in the mood to. But if you notice, the Gemara in Daf Lamech Chesam and Aleph says, ah, there's a new pasuk. From the regular pasuk of Kim L'Rav Minei, you would only have known if I do it in one action. Lo Ye'ason, you would know if I do it in one action. Like if someone miscarries the fetus and kills the woman, that's all one action. Again, right? How do I know even if I do two actions, I injure a guy with one hand and kill him with the other hand? So the Gemara says in Daf Lamech Chesam and Aleph, that's from Idah Tana de Bechizkia. Ayin tachas ayin, below ayin v'nefesh tachas ayin. That's what Idah Tana de Bechizkia. Tos says it means ayin tachas ayin, below ayin v'nefesh tachas nefesh. Right? That you don't have to pay an ayin and a nefesh, even in two different actions. So what does Rav Gusman want to say? Says, B'kuntur say shiurim. He says there's Beis Dinim. One din is lo yiyeh ason. Is talking that when it's one maisa, there's a ptur in etzem ha-maisa. The etzem ha-maisa is patur legamri. There's another din from ayin tachas ayin velo ayin v'nefesh. That even in two ma'asim, there's a ptor in Bezdin. Bezdin, even if you do two ma'asim, Bezdin can't convict you twice for one action. And he says, therefore, what's the nafkamina? He says the nafkamina is, what about misa lazeh v'tashum lazeh? He says, what if it's two different addresses? Two different tikim, as they say, two different files in court. So, says Rav Gusman, this is exactly the Yesh Misha Omar. And he says, this is a pshat, kuntu shiurim, bidas ha Yesh Misha Omar. He's not sure everyone agrees, but he's sure the Yesh Misha Omar agrees. And then he thinks other people would agree, even if they wouldn't have enough to agree the Yesh Misha Omar. He would say, ah, if it's one maisa, then even misa lazeh v'shum lazeh potter, right? Potter, because the maisa not mama. Who cares if it's one person or two people? The etzem ha-maisa, a maisa that's misa, is not also mechayev mamon. In one maisa, you can't be mechayev two things. And therefore, even if it's two people, you're potter. But if it's two maasim, then already you're mechayev. Why? Because in Bez Din, it's two different court cases. If it's two people, it's two different court cases in Bez Din. Meaning the Maisa, if the Maisa was together, then who cares if it's the same person or two different people? But if the two different Maisim, then that Ptur can't be called the Maisa. It's two different Maisim. That Ptur is only called in Bez Din. And in Bez Din, it depends if it's one court case or two court cases. Let's say a little better, because in Bez Din, they judge each case separately. Why do they judge them separately and not together? Because one is Reuven and one is Shimon. And what does he say? Someone guess what he might say. Guess what other nafkamina he might say. He actually says like four of the nafkaminas. Let's just guess one. If one is in the etzma maisa, one is in the bezdin, what else do you think might be the nafkamina? What? Okay, but that he doesn't have one second. That is a good hara. He could go that way, and that would open up a whole new vista. That's not what he does. What he does is, what about chayvei mitzvah shogian? What about chayvei mitzvah shogian? Hamid vechizkia. So this is the Yesh Misha Amar. Here, this is Diok in Tosfos. What does he want to say? If you do it in one mitzvah, with the same hand you do two things, then even Shogigin are putter from Mammon. Because it was a Misa of a Averus Misa. But if you're doing two separate actions, then he wants to say, Chayve Misa Shogigin are Chayav Mammon. Because Bezdin is only Mechayev you one Onesh. After all, they're not Mechayev you Misa. They're only Mechayev you Mammon. And he wants to make this Diok. You can decide if you like the Diok or not and take that home with you. In Tosos, if you turn to Aflamet Chesem and Aleph, Tosos Dibra Maschil Aval. Tosir Maskul Hanami, and Lamachasim Aleph, he says, Vim Tomor Hamilson Nami Tanavichizya Dil El Nafka, can't you learn two masin from the famous Tanavichizya? The Mamak Mehemelokilak and Simas Ain of Horgo Bala Horgo the Racker. Just like when you kill a behemoth, it doesn't matter if you use one mice or two mice in your Chayev. So if you kill a person, it doesn't matter if you have one mice or two mice in your pot. So be Shlomar. The Maka other Maka Behema Mashley Baka Achas. It sounds like the Tanavichizya Maka other Maka Behema is the Haka Achas. So he's with Daik and Tosos that, the Tanad Vechizki of Chayv Misa Shogin only applies to Aka Achas. That's his Diuk and Tosos. Diuk and Tosos is that Tanad Vechizkiya Mashma Davka Haka Achas. So now Tosos doesn't say it for this reason. Tosos just says that's why we need Ayin Tachas Ayin and we can't learn it from Tanad Vechizkiya, which is called Ida Tanad Vechizkiya. But Agav Tosos says Tanav Echizki is only Haka Achas, so he's Medayik in Tosos. Only Haka Achas is Shogi Potter. In Shnei Masim, Shogi is Chayim. Why is that? That's based on his Svei Dinim, that in one Maisa it's a Din, Maisa Achas is a Din in the Maisa, so whether you're Shogi or Mazin, it's a Maisa of Haver's Misa. In two Masim, it's a Din, the punishment of Bezdin, and if Bezdin is not punishing you, Misa, they can punish you, Mammon. And therefore, according to Rav Gustman, we would say one Maisa that this case is Potter because of Din Din Aleph, right? It's one Maisa. This case is Potter because of Din Bet. This is Potter of both reasons. And this it's chayiv because then aleph doesn't apply because that one ma'isa, so you can't have turn the ma'isa. Then bet doesn't apply, you can't have turn the onesh because the onesh is two different court cases of two different people. Okay, that's Rav Gustman's chiddush based on this re and the yesh misha amar. You don't have to say that. You could say a pashut svara, not a fancy svara. But that's Rav Gustman's. If you like his deal, can tosta alam echesvanal. If you end up with another tzvei dinim in kim rav in kimle rav mine. Okay, now I think we're going to leave the. Well, we could spend another month on Tzvei Dinim and Kimlei Rav Mineh, but we're going to leave that for now because I think we've had our fill, and go back to understanding Pshat in the Gemara that we glossed over in terms of the guy who ate Truma. Yeah. Let's go back to the Gemara and understand Pshat. Ready? Daf Lamed Amud Beis. The Gemara asked, V'ha'amar v'chista, remember we said, what's nafkina b'ayin rava? If you ate someone else's Truma, according to Abaye, the basic day Shammai and potted you from paying. And according to Rava, only Kari's potted you. Misa B'Dei Shammai doesn't pot you from paying. So Gemara asked, "Well, Abayi, Potter, Amar, Chis, Motiv, Chunim, and Kanim, Kodesh, Shchalos, Shachaveir, Ochlo, Shum, Chayiv, Shifar, Nischayiv, David, Kodesh, Bali, Yisrokeilev." How can you say this is enough kamina according to Abayi or Potter? When you pick up the truma, you're chayiv mamon to the guy for stealing. You're not chayiv misa to be shnei shemayim until you eat it. Of course, there's no kamina rab meaning, right? Alma mi idna da agbe kanye is what I just said. Mischayiv nam shalahavid da ochle, hafidam mi idna agbe kanye, mischayiv nam shalahavid da ochle. Right? At 1 o'clock, I pick up your truma. At 1 o'clock in 5 seconds, I eat it. So it's not the same time. So first, no kilu rab mi day. So the answer is, the answer is I never picked it up. I never picked it up. My friend stuck it in my mouth and I swallowed it. So chayiv mamon and misa at the same time for swallowing. Maris, hold on a second. How far in my mouth did he stick it? Right? First the Gemara says, Sof came into Lase Kanye, Chayv Nafshal Havi Debala. No! That's still not a good case of Kilin Ravine, because when I chew it, I am Chayv Mamon. I'm not Chayv Misa until I swallow it. Therefore, it's two different times, so it has nothing to do with Machlok Zabai and Rabba. No, because he stuck it not in my mouth, he stuck it in my throat. So that question is how far down my throat? If it's in my throat and I could still cough it up, I should cough it up. Now, what does this mean? Let us take this more one step at a time. What does this mean? What this means apparently is that he stuck it down my throat, but I could still cough it up. So apparently what it means is, when I don't cough it up, I'm chayiv mamon. When I swallow it, I'm chayiv misa, so it's not at the same time. Right? That's probably the Gemara. What is that? That at the time of not spitting it out, I'm chayiv mamon. At the time of swallowing, I'm chayiv misa. Therefore, it's not at the same time, and it's not machlokes by rav. It's pasha de no kilu de rav mide. Okay, here we seem to have a slight difference in formulation as to why am I chayiv mamon for not spitting it out. We'll see later on. They bring in a factor called chayiv mamon for being nene for hana. But clearly, at the time I'm not spitting it out, I don't get hana yet. I get hana when I swallow it, right? So I'm for sure not nene when I don't spit it out. Like someone sticks it into the top of my throat at 1 o'clock and 0 seconds, I don't spit it out. At 1 o'clock and 1 second, I swallow it. So I'm already chayiv mamon at 1 o'clock and 0 seconds for not spitting it out. Why?
Mazik.
Who says Mazik? Rashi. Says Rashi. Now, anyone looked up the stipler that was in brackets, he says Rashi's lavdavka and really means kneva, but I think we can interpret Rashi kipshuto personally. And I think I have a good reason that you all know by now. Rashi says, "V'chilo ahad mehar shaita ihu mazik la derish lamidi avid." So why? Rashi mazik. Okay, did the Ritva say the same or different? What does the Ritva say? Gzela says the Ritva. Gzeiwa. Meaning, now it's a subtle difference, right? Why am I chayav mamon at the moment I don't spit it out? Rashi says because I'm mazik it. The Ritva says because I am gozel it. Now, until now, have we been talking about mazik or gozel? Remember how the conversation started. As soon as you pick it up, you're chayav mamon. You're not chayav misa until you eat it. I stuck it in my throat. As soon as I pick it up, I'm chayav mamon for mazik or for gezel. Gezel, obviously picking up is not mazik, it's only gezel, right? Clearly, the Gemara is talking about gzela. Rashi even later on mentions the word gzela. In Adibur Asal Ded Chak, he says, Hilkach migzel lo gazla. Clearly, gezel is a theme in our Gemara. But Rashi somehow decides to use the word mazik instead, while the Ritva sticks with the theme of gezel. So the question is, why did Rashi choose to use the word mazik instead of gezel? Now, I admit, if you look in the stipler, I apologize. On the sheet, I think I actually type b'mitzia. Daf Simon Mem Aleph. I meant b'vatama. So that was a good exercise for everyone. But I'm sure you got to learn something interesting, whatever's in Bumatsiyah, so no doubt. So he also analyzed another phrase in Rashi we're not going to get into now. Okay, yeah, my Rebbe used to say, whenever he put something wrong in the Makoros sheet, he would say, that's good, because really you're supposed to be independent and learn on your own, so it shows you not to be somewhat too much in the Makoros sheet.
Of course, how many times did he have to say
it? Plenty. But if we assume that Rashi actually means something different than the Ritva, then why would Rashi disagree with the Ritva? So, based on the Makoros sheet, anyone have a theory?
Yeah, this sheet on Bumatsiyah, when do you actually cone it? You have to do a mice. If it's in your yard, you have to do a mice, or you don't have to think about it.
Exactly. And what does Rashi hold? That you
have to clone it.
Exactly. Rashi actually says it's three places in Shas. It's not only, it's all, he says the same thing in Gittin, and the same thing later in Bava Metzia. But Rashi says, the Gemara says, I only know you're chayav to steal with your hand. How do I know if you steal with your chatzer, with your property, your chayav? Meaning, if you do a kinyan chatzer. So what does that mean, that you're chayav for stealing with your property, with the kinyan chatzer? So Rashi interprets, Rashi says, what does that mean? That means that your friend's animal was in your chatzer, and you closed the door. Right? Tosos, by the way, says something similar. Tosos in Bava Kamma, Daf, Samachayim and Aleph says, Sheikisha b'makel mechatzir shal albayis nechso l'gav tzir aviro. You hit the animal and made it go into your property. Tosos and Rashi interpret this as b'maisa. Right? You did something to keep it or to get it into your property. The Ktsos, the famous Ktsos, Shimon Chesed Katbeis, says, based on this Rashi, he says, we see that there's no gneva or gzela without a maisa. To have gzela, you need a maisa. You can't just have a passive, a conceptual kinyan. Meaning, for regular kinyanim, right, if a hefker, $20 bill blows up the street into my house, then I can just think that I want to be konet. If we remember from Bava Metzia, sometimes if I don't think, but I think I want to be konet, and that works. I don't have to do a maisa. But that's a regular kinyan, a mecha chalemkar. Right? But if your thing is in my property, you happen to have a horse in my yard, and you say, you want the horse for a gift, it's yours. And I say, okay, thanks. Then it's mine. You don't have to do anything. Kinyan chatzer. It's in my chatzer. That's for kinyanim. But for gneva, how can you call it gneva if you didn't do anything? You have to do a maisa for gneva. So the Ktsos and the Daif based on the Rashi Bava Metzia that you need to do a maisa to be considered zela. Narrowly, that Rashi here can be explained l'shitase of Rashi in Bava Kamma. In Bava Metzia, I mean, sorry. Right? That why does Rashi say mazik nak zela? Because not spitting it out, you're right, it's a kinyan chatzer, right? It's in my mouth. That's even better than being in my yard. Or my throat, technically. But I haven't done anything, right? I haven't done anything. I just passively kept it there. So I want to say that, nearly is daiti, that this is Rashi l'shitase, and this is the shita of Rashi and Tosos in Bava Kamma, Samachayim and Aleph, and the Ktsos, that Ein Gzela Bli Maisa. There's no such thing as just thinking on a cone or something and calling that Gezel. Gezel has to be a Maisa.
But the difference is over there by the case you gave about the horse, because there's Das Acher says mocked it to you. But over here, since the other guy put it in your mouth, isn't there some Das Acher involved also that maybe it would be okay even for Rashi?
No, I don't think. I don't think there's.
I don't know. I mean, there's a slight das acheres by the other guy who's doing something.
No, but I don't. Das acheres makta means the owner.
Yeah.
Over here, remember, it was that guy. That
no, no. But then you could claim the other guy was a gazlan because he had das acheres to put in your mouth.
Ah, that's why Rashi has to add here. What did Rashi add? Remember, Rishon lav me the oven bonus chayav kavod. The first one is not a gazlan. Now, it's an interesting question why the first one is not a goslin. That's a whole lumpness. Why isn't the first one a goslin for sticking in my mouth? Right? Why isn't he chayav for sticking in my mouth? Okay, that's what that stifler, if you actually looked up the right Masechet randomly, which Ruach HaKodesh talks about. But Rashi clearly doesn't think that's what's going on.
Because if you can spit it up, then the first one didn't really accomplish what he wanted.
Correct. He still picked it up. So basically, Rashi has to be of the opinion. This is a big machlokes in the Shach and the Trumas Hakri. The Trumas Hakri is the Ketosis' brother. As to if someone takes someone else's property without intent to keep it, but with intent to damage it, are they ganef or not? So Rashi here would seem to be of opinion that the guy is stuck in my throat. He took someone else's property without permission, with intention to hurt the guy, but without intention to keep it for himself. So he thinks that's not called a ganef. So the first guy's not a ganef. First guy's also not a mazik, because I could have spit it up. He didn't do any damage yet. Okay, so the first guy's nothing. Only I am chayef.
You can be a mazik without a maisa.
And apparently you can be a mazik without a maisa. What makes you think you can be a mazik without a maisa? Anyone want to quote me a Gemara in Shas that makes me think you can be mazik without a maisa? Again, I can't be sure. Anyone have a Gemara in Shas that makes you think you can be a mazik without a maisa? In Bava Kama, Yud Gimel Amid Beis has the case, the funny case of the bench with Rav Papa's corpulence. I hope it's here someplace. No. Sorry, it's Yud Amid Beis. The Gemara says that if three people are sitting on a bench and a fourth guy comes and sits on it, and then it breaks because it was only rated for three people, then they're all chayiv for not getting up. Unless the fourth guy sat on the first three, then it's not their fault. And Rav Papa could have done that. Okay, but it sounds like, right, if I'm sitting on a bench and I don't get up, I can't be chayiv for mazik. So it could be that yes, you can be chayiv for mazik without a maisa, but you can't be chayiv for gezel without a maisa.
But you were also mazik, and here, if you were leaving this throat, there wouldn't be any mazik, no?
Why not? You don't think sitting in your throat is mazikit? What does he say here? Mihau shaita ihu mazikla. I thought it, the more it sits in your throat, the more you're mazikit, no? What?
Yeah, don't you have to say that? Because there's a swallowing and mazik at the same time.
Right, so ayin in the you're right, meaning it's not so poshut, because the sheet of Gretz wants to say, no, there's two levels of swallowing. It's like that swallowing a little is mazik, and then in which case he takes away this whole part in Rashi. But the poshut shan Rashi is that and that explains why he abandoned Gezel. And the Ritva then would be like the Rashba and the Ramban, who says the same thing on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis. What did the Rashba say on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis? He says that if your Gedi is in my Chatzer, I put the Lashon here, right? Meaning it's somehow a weird case where, like, I go and I shecht it and I only intend to acquire it at the time I shecht it. But what did he say? If I intended had machshava to be gonev beforehand, I'd be chayiv mamon from that point. So what does he say? If your gedi happens to be in my chatzar and I happen to think that I want to be gonev, I'm chayiv even for passive gneva. So maybe that's the yisod of this machlokes. Zeila al yedei machshava v'kinyan chatzar. Obviously, no one thinks of zeila al yimachshava stop, right? if you bring a watch and I just think I want to steal that watch, obviously it's not Zela. But if it's in my chutzar and I think I want to do a Kinyan chutzar on it, then there is Zela. So maybe the yesod of the machlokas is that Rashi here thinks that you can't have Zela without a Maisa, and then Rashi would roll the Shitase. That's what tempts me to think this, that Rashi would roll the Shitase. While the Ritva would hold like the Rashi and Arban, the Ritva and Dafa Amadal and Rabbeis is not clear on this issue himself, but the Rishma might hold, not a crazy theory, like his Rebbe, the Rashba, the Rabban, later on, Daflam, Delon, and Ace, that you can have Gzela without a Maisa, just through Machshava, of Kinyan Chatzar. So that might be the Yisod of the Machlokas. Now, let's go on to the next line in the Gemara. Says the next line in the Gemara. So fine, we've eliminated this. It can't be that he threw it into, that he stuck it into a place where you could cough it up, because then you'd be chayiv mamon before you're chayiv misa. So what does the Gemara say then? E de lo matzila duri amai chayiv. What does that mean? If he stuck it so far deep down your throat that you can't, like force feeding, right? He force fed you and you can't spit it up. Then, what do you mean kibbutz ramini? You're not chayiv in the first place. So there's nothing, how can you talk about machlokes of bayim kibbutz ramini? That's only if there's a chayiv misa chayiv mamon. Here there's no chayiv in the first place. So what are you not chayiv for? What does this mean? This means that you're not chayiv in the first place. And therefore, you can't have machlokes that kibbutz ramini because you're not chayiv in the first place. What are you not chayiv? Anyone? Well, what does Rashi say? Rashi says, "Hotter mi misa." What does the Ri say? The Ri says, "Hotter mi mamon." And what does the Ritzva think? Like Rashi, but what does he add? Exactly. You're potter from everything. Okay, here, there's some fascinating machlokas here. This actually, you could have like half of Shas built into this machlokas if you actually get into it properly. Like all of Shas that's not Kim Gravine is in this machlokas. I mean, except for like Moed and Brachos. But, now we're not sure, we're sure that the Re means potter mi mamon and not for Misa, because that's what he argues on Rashi about, as we'll see in a moment. We're not sure if Rashi, did he really mean like the Ritzva? He said Patra Misa, but he also thinks you're Patra for Mamon. But the simple pshat is, if he wanted to say you're Patra for both, he could have said you're Patra for both. Simple pshat is he meant you're Davka Patra from Misa, and he doesn't think you're Patra for Mamon. And in the Shidum Gebetzes, when he quotes the Kuntresin, or the Kuntras, he doesn't mean Rashi. When he says Kuntras, he doesn't mean Rashi. He means, when he says Kuntras, he means like, Hagos of the Mephalfalim that were added on the side of Tosfos usually. He quotes Rashi and understands that Rashi means Davka, Pater mi Misa only, the Ri means Pater mi Mamon only, and the Ritzvah means Pater mi both. Right, so okay, the Shidun Gretz assumes, and I think we used to say there's a Pashim Shan in Rashi, Pater mi Mamon Davka. And let's assume, like the Shidun Gebet says, even though we can't prove it, that Rashi is. So we have now a three-way machlokas. Although this three-way machlokas is not really a three-way machlokas. It's really two-way machlokas. Right? There's a machlokas whether you're Pater or Chayim Mamon, and there's a machlokas whether you're Pater or Chayim Misa. So let's analyze, right? That's it. It's not a three-way machlokas. It's a three-way machlokas in Perish HaMilam. But in Svara, it's two machlokas. So one machlokas, number one is, are you chayav misa or pater? So here Rashi says pater for misa. Rashi clearly seems to have a good case here. Why are you pater for misa? Because you're honest, right? The guy stuck it down your throat to the point where you couldn't cough it up. So what's the Ri's problem with Rashi? The Ri's problem with Rashi, the Gemara is rejecting that there could be such a case. But, what is the Ri's kasha on Rashi? Says Tosos, Perit because of my chayiv misa of a kasha l'Ri. Really? You can't have a case of chayiv misa? If someone sticks something down my throat, Am I necessarily onus? That depends if...
You let him.
If I ask them to or not, right? Yeah, if someone ties me up and sticks something down my throat, I'm onus. Someone catches me asleep and sticks something down my throat, I'm onus. You know, like they have hunger strike and they force feed them, they're onus. But if I ask someone, Halitaini nam in ha'adom ha'adom hazeh, I'm not an onus. That's, you're just helping me out. Right? So Tos says, why not make the okimta? Right? So Rashi says, Potter the onusu. So what does the Ri say to him? No, really you're chayav. Why are you chayav? Not in the case when you're really an onus. Chayav dinokme kigon she, what was his case? Sh'amarlo or mertzona miniachlo. Right? You want him to do it then. You're not an onus, right? That can't make that an excuse. What? If I want to eat treif, I make a deal with you. You stuff it down my throat and you're puffing to me and I'm puffing up onus. No! If I want you to do it, I'm not an onus. So so how does the Rashi answer the Ri's question? How does the Rashi answer the Ri's question? That's the question. How does Rashi answer the Ri's question? Why not? But why isn't that? Obviously, yes, the whole thing is not the okimta, meaning you can't disagree with the fact. If I tell you to stick it down my throat, I'm chayef. Otherwise, that's a ridiculous excuse. I can do every veer in the Torah. I just tell you, you know what? Tie me up and stick it in my throat. You know, I do every veer in the Torah. Obviously, it's ridiculous. Right? So what does Rashi have to say? Rashi has to say, it can't be a case of Mirtzono. But why can't it be a case of Mirtzono? Who are you quoting? The Ritzba and Tosfos. So here, there are two ways to explain Rashi. There is the boring way and the exciting way. The Ritva with a tes, says, I don't know where my kovitz went, but I'll just quote this Lushan more or less. He says, because the Lushan of Tachavlo sounds like it was against his will. Mm-hmm. He says, it's not a fundamental point. Why? So the Ritva says, technical, or not just, he says, because the Lashon implies Bal Karcho. Okay, so that's why they understood it was Bal Karcho, because that was in the Lashon. The Ritzba in Tosfos, in defending Rashi, I mean, he says, what's the way he says it? Mefarish Kishitas Rashi. Kishitas Rashi. Again, he might not be exactly like Shitas Rashi, because Rashi might hold your Pater from Misa and Chayev Lomon. He holds your Pater from Misa and from Mamon. But at least in the Misa, he's like Rashi. He says it's impossible. Why? But he gets back to, Mamon land. Because if it was Mirtzono, why can't it be the Tachlo Mirtzono? Because if it was Mirtzono, the Mamon before the Misa. If it was Mirtzono, the Mamon would be before the Misa. Why? Because the Mamon is as soon as he puts it in my mouth. Mirtzoni, I want it in my mouth. So the Mamon is as soon as he puts it in my mouth. The Misa is only when he sticks it The Misa is only when I swallow it. The Mamon is as soon as it's in my mouth, because I want it in my mouth. And then he says either it's because first he puts it in my mouth stam, or even if he puts it in my mouth with a toothpick, he says that when something's in my chatzar, if you're holding onto a toothpick, I'm still kona, and he gets into deal that we're not going to get into now. If something's in my chatzar, but you're holding onto a rope or a toothpick, am I kona or not? Says for gittin, it's for sure not valid. For mumminess, he thinks it is. Okay, the mumminess would be before the misa, because I am kona with a kinyan chatzar as soon as it enters my mouth, mirtzoni. Obviously, if someone sticks something in my mouth, balkarcho, you can't say I'm chayiv anymore. Right? But if I want you to put it in my mouth, and you put it in my mouth, as soon as it enters my mouth, I'm chayiv b'kinyan chatzer. He just has a technical problem. Oh, what if you still are holding onto a toothpick with it? So he thinks, okay, maybe you're not holding onto a toothpick, or even if you are, I can still be chayiv b'kinyan chatzer, even if you're holding a leash. Right? If the dog's in my chatzer, and you're holding the leash, masopet, whether I have a kinyan chatzer. Now, I have one simple question. That's how his defense of Rashi. So, you can defend Rashi without making any lumnus, or by saying the Ritzvah. Now, hold on, what does the Ri say back to the Ritzvah? What would the Ri then say back to the Ritzvah? Right, what the Ri would say back to the Ritzvah is, the Lashon doesn't imply that. Okay, go figure what the Lashon implies. What would the Ri say back to the Ritzvah? How would the Ri answer the Ritzvah? Anyone? How would the Ri answer the Ritzvah? That exactly what we have on the board over here. What would the Ri say back to the Ritzvah? The Ri would say back to the Ritzvah that no, you're not chayiv when someone else puts it in your mouth because you're not doing a Maisa. You can't be chayiv Gezel without a Maisa. What are you doing? I mean, it's obvious you're not Mazik, right? Because if someone else puts it in my mouth, he's the Mazik, not me. That's clear. Ein shlichus l'par aveira. Right? It's obvious that I'm not the Mazik. Who is the, besides, like, there is no hazik as soon as it enters my mouth, still good. Who's the, am I doing gezel or not? Yes, I want you to put it in my mouth, I want it to be in my mouth, I want to keep it in my mouth, and I want to take it away from the owner in my mouth. But I'm not doing anything, right? I'm passive, you're sticking it in my mouth. So I think this is what Rav Chanan says. What would the Ri would answer the Ritzvah? I don't have a better answer. Maybe the Ri would answer the Ritzvah. That there's no gzeila without a Maisa, and then the Ritzvah would hold that there is Zela without a Maisa. Ein shlich l'dvar aveira. For sure, ein shlich l'dvar aveira. Meaning, you sticking in my mouth is not my fault. Ein shlich l'dvar aveira. But if it's in my mouth that I have machshava that I want it, then that's not shlichus, right? That's my own kinyan chatzer.
But then the first guy is the gazim, because he's gazim. What's you told the gazim? Doesn't help.
Okay, that's an excellent question. Maybe the first guy is a gazlin. Here this okay. This gets into the subtlety that the Hilas Yaakov dealt with. The simple shot is that whether the first guy is a gazlin or this is a more fundamental question. Why isn't the first guy a gazlin? Right. Why isn't the first guy a gazlin? So
because he didn't affect anything.
So basically, you have to answer one of two things: either because the first guy's not a gazlin, like the Trumas HaKriyusis, he didn't intend to keep it for himself, that's not gzeila. Or you have to say even if the first guy is a gazlin, it could be that a gomei or mazik and a gazlin is also chayif. Even if he's a gazlin, you're also chayif. Okay, that's not the way Rashi sounded, I understand. Rashi sounded like if the first guy had been a goslin, you'd be potter. It's just he isn't a goslin. You have to say, like, trumas akri. But those are, basically, that's an elephant in this sugya, which is, why aren't you potter? Because the first guy picked it up with his gozel. And again, the answer is either what Rashi sounds like. The first guy's not a goslin. Why not? He picked it up. A goslin is only someone who wants to keep it for himself. Otherwise, you can't be a goslin. Anyone who doesn't want to keep it is not a goslin. The first guy's not a gazlan, even though he wanted to give it to you, Angel of the Varavera, so he's separate and you're separate. Or that's what Rashi sounds like, or you could say the first guy is a gazlan. But this is a big machlokus. What's the din of a gozel and a gazlan? Could be that a gozel and a gazlan is chayiv. We knew going and a gazlan is a bunch of kefel, but some reason them all, these chayiv and karen.
Why is this gozel and a gazlan?
What?
Why is this gozel and a
gazlan? No, according to the Ritzvah, if it had been Ritzoni, then maybe it would be Gozelman a Goslin, right? Because he took it and then I took it. Either he's not a Goslin. What?
The second person didn't steal it.
No, according to Ritzvah, he did. Sure, as soon as it was in his mouth, he had a Kenyan Chatzar and he stole it.
The Goslin put it in his mouth.
It doesn't matter. If someone puts them in my Chatzar, I'm doing the Kenyan Chatzar, not them.
So the Goslin and a Goslin? Somebody who purchases something from a Goslin is a Goslin and a Goslin? First thing
it's
not a
Goslin. I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. That is a good point. So clearly not, but this case is worse because here I have Kavanas Gzela. So if I have Kavanas Gzela, then I might be. You're right, I'm not technically Gozom and a Goslin. But I am, since my Kavana is to steal it from the Bible and I know that it's stolen.
Maybe you don't know. How do you know?
No, Mitzoni, right? This is all the theoretical means. Mitzoni.
Mitzoni that he put it in, but not necessarily mean.
If the reed can answer the ritzvah, then it's ritzoni to eat the truma, but not ritzoni to steal. I thought it was my own truma. That's an interesting idea. Maybe the reed would answer the ritzvah that. Maybe the reed answer the ritzvah. No, you could say it's ritzono on the truma, but not ritzono on the gezel. Maybe he thought it was his own truma. That's taka a good ha'ara. So says says Aaron. Or could make the okimta of ratzon litruma velo l'gzeva, right? So that's another way. That's a good point. That is another way the re could get out of that, saying I wanted to eat truma, but I didn't know it was yours. And if we assume at least that if I take someone's property into my chutzah without knowing that it's their, or if I pick up someone's property without knowing that it's their property, then I'm not a gazlan, which is not a crazy okefta. Yeah.
If you say we're talking about tochei in his mouth, why isn't the person the external person chay because of mazik? He's thrown in a place where it's going to be ruined. And the person here is ratzon, not ratzon. He should be simply the object who is doing it. He's thrown into the sewer.
Okay, good. Meaning, forget about the first one being a gazlan. How about the first one being a mazik?
Exactly.
So the answer is because that's only the answer is that when he sticks it all the way in, he's chayav al tamazik. But over here, we're talking about the theoretical case of the ritzvah, as soon as it enters my mouth airspace, he's not a mazik as soon as it enters my airspace. Meaning, he's not a mazik, but I could cough it up because it's not damaged yet. I could cough it up. He's not a mazik as soon as it goes into my airspace, because it's not damaged yet.
He knows after he got what put it in, most nobody's going to want.
Nah, it's because you're a mafunak nowadays. just ask a kid. Anyone, ask any 4-year-old kid, right? If someone else swallowed a sucking candy in their throat and coughed it up and it looks good as new, would you eat it? I'm bothered you would. Okay, so.
Why can't you put Rashi in the same svar as the re, like the Balamur, the Psachi, where there's no Maaseh, without a Maaseh, there's no Achila either.
Without a Maaseh, there's no Achila either.
In other words, the guy stuck it in my throat, I didn't do anything until I started.
No, I don't think that's true. First of all,
even if Balamur is exclusive.
No, even if the guy stuck it in my throat. There is a mice. I still finished the swallowing. He stuck it in so far that I can't cough it up. I still swallow it more.
But that was bonus already.
Exactly. That's what Rashi says. It's bonus.
No, but the part of him sticking in the ukimta, even if I did it beratzon, until the achila starts, it's only when it's onus.
No, that's not called onus. According to you, I could do any aveira by just asking someone else to force me to do it. And it's ba'ones until it's too late. No, if you tell someone to do it, then that's not onus.
It's like karka olam in this sense.
Yeah, but karka olam is only heter if you didn't ask someone to do it. If someone's karka olam and asked the person to do it, then that's no heter.
The more hell she doesn't have to say no, she should just keep quiet.
Exactly. But she didn't think of the idea in the first place.
She could tell him, yeah, she could say go ahead and do it.
Yes, because it wasn't her ratzon. She didn't want it in the first place. But if she wants, once you want something, it's not onus. Okay. That's pashut. Then once you want something, it's not onus. I don't think you can say that. Okay, we have to stop now. What we've seen now is two, and by the way, this is Rav Chanan's analysis, not mine. Right? This is the Kovet Shirin. He says the machlokes rein ritzvah is about whether you're going to have gezel without a mice or not. What I think might be fascinating later on is that we'll see another machlokas reim mitzvah about the nature of gezel a little later, and Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, a very famous one. We'll have to think about whether there's a connection with Shitas here or not. Okay, we're in the middle of this analysis. Maybe I'll even put the Truma Sakri in the next one for anyone wants to see it, now that we brought it up. But we're in the middle of this analysis. What I want to come back to next time is, we finished this analysis, is go back to the Mammon side and see what's the basis of the Machlokes about Mammon, and then just briefly finish up the last line of the Gemara, and then we'll go, maybe see the Truma Sakri, and then we'll go on to Meretz Hashem.